All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world. Wave your hand in the air if you don't care that you've been doing a lot of online shopping lately. I can tell you're raising your hand, even though I can't see you right now. We're all spending a lot more time at home lately. We don't have the ability to go out as much, so we've been spending more time shopping online than ever before. Whether you're looking for a gift for your mom, Mother's Day is just around the corner after all, or you're looking to replace those threadbare sweatpants you've got on right now with an ethical alternative, today's episode won't disappoint. You, our listeners, have been asking Lisa and I to break down some of our most favorite sustainable and ethical brands, and we've got all the recommendations for you. If you're looking to grow your own veggies or become a plant mom, we've got you. We've also got you if you love a good cozy vibe in your home, or if you want to wear the softest possible fashion on your body. But before we jump in, we've got some amazing news to share. We've been featured by Apple again on Apple Podcasts as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we're currently number one in the leisure category overall. We wouldn't be able to do this without you, so thank you so much from Lisa and I. All right, let's jump in. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since we've had one of our signature chats on Good Together.
Exactly. And actually, this episode is the perfect episode for just me and you to chat about because it's our favorite things. We just talk about our favorite brands and recommend to our community things that we've tried ourselves and maybe even share exclusive Brightly discounts too.
Yeah. Hey, why not? I mean, one of the questions we get asked all the time, other than how do I get started, in which we say buy less, the second question after that is, well, what if I need to buy things? How do I do that? What brands and what products do I support? So this is our answer to that question with a women's brands / staying at home, being cozy / green thumb Mother's Day bend. So we wanted to put a few different categories in here so that, you know, when we're recording this episode, it's actually about to be Mother's Day. So we're getting some questions about gifts. But even if you're listening to this later, I mean, this is just hopefully going to be a great resource for you to come back to.
Exactly. And this episode is, we organize this episode kind of like in a gift guide format. Again, it's not applicable, it's applicable not just to Mother's Days, but basically whenever you are thinking about buying any products for women, mostly fashion accessories, but also staying and being cozy at home, this episode is for you. We are sharing all of our favorite ethical fashion and women's brand across all categories, not just fashion.
Yeah, I mean, we're super excited. So before we jump into this, let's talk a little bit about how the Apple just featured us again. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, not big news, but it's kind of a big deal. It's amazing. So again, we are recording it just right before Mother's Day, which is also, I think it's coincided day to day with World Fair Trade Day. And then we just done with Fashion Revolution Week. And last week, of course, was also Earth Day. So it's amazing weeks and days for humanity it's been. And of course, Apple featured us as number one podcast for conscious consumerism. We are number one in leisure. And it's all thanks to you, our community, our listeners, members of Good Together Facebook group, our scouts. We would not be able to do this for you. So thank you so much for listening, for Instagramming, sharing the podcast on Instagram, DMing us, messaging us, emailing us. This is all thanks to you.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without you. So thanks so much to our audience. If you're new around these parts, welcome. Please take a look at some of our previous episodes that go into great detail on all sorts of topics, everything from zero waste living to how to give experiences over things. You know, we've got all sorts of content. So go ahead and scroll back and have a good time. But let's get into it. So, I mean, this episode is all about brands that Lisa and I personally love. And most of these brands appear on our Brightly.eco brand recommendations. But some of them are new to us too. So we're hoping that there's going to be a few surprises. So let's get into our favorite fashion and accessories brands, because right now, obviously, like we're still in the midst of COVID-19 stay-at-home orders for most people. We have heard that the country in various parts is going to start opening back up, which is promising. But for right now, we're still at home. And a lot of small businesses are needing our help. So we wanted to spotlight some fashion brands to start off with. And
exactly.
I mean, it's kind of funny, right? Like, I've pretty much been living in sweatpants.
Exactly. Same for me, but I do have girlfriends, especially one. It's for my girlfriend, Elena, if she's listening. She is dressing up even to go to a grocery store. So,
what do you mean dressing up? Is she wearing a prom dress?
Not a prom dress, but skirts, and definitely putting more effort than sweatpants. I literally wore jeans twice during this whole shelter in place. So this is category not for me, although obviously I've tried most of the brands that we'll be mentioning. So I'm excited for this. And of course, if you're thinking for Mother's Day or maybe birthdays, this is the category for your girlfriend, mother, sister, anyone who you would like to send a special gift to or recommend to check out ethical fashion brands. This is the category for them.
I heard somebody say on I think it was like Twitter or Facebook, I can't remember. Somebody was like, well, I mean, being at home has been really good for my wallet because I haven't been buying all these new outfits. But then somebody immediately commented back. It was so funny. And she was like, oh, well, speak for yourself, because when this gets done, I'm going to have to buy a completely new wardrobe because I don't fit into my old clothes because I've been doing so much baking.
That may or may not be true. Exactly. Yeah. There's all these different consequences of staying at home. So, Laura, you want to start us off with Nisolo, one of our most favorite fashion brands out there?
For sure. So I'm such a Nisolo fangirl. They make ethically made primarily leather goods. So we do know that we have quite a few vegan listeners, and we understand that leather is a controversial material, if you will. But we also want to make sure that we recommend you know, things that last a long time. So typically leather is going to last you much longer than other materials. It's not all materials, but most other ones. Nisolo actually creates most of their products in Mexico and has their own factories. So they're able to really get in there and verify that their supply chains are ethical. I own quite a few pairs of shoes from Nisolo's. All the way from like mules to a bit more like almost hiking boot style. I mean, they're not officially for hiking, but that's kind of what they look like. I also have a pair of boots from them that are made for commuting, and they have a really nice heel on them. So they kind of look like an elevated Chelsea boot. Super cute. Love them. They actually have a code that is valid at checkout for us right now, site-wide. If you enter Brightly at checkout, you'll get a discount. Do you remember what that discount is, Lisa?
It's at least 15%. It's at least 15%. Okay. I'm double checking that. And the code is Brightly. It's 20%, I think. Whoa, that's such a nice code. Yeah, it's Brightly. Yeah, and it's been extended, I think, until May 15th. So check it out. Brightly, code is Brightly. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing I want to mention too is we're going to drop a few discount codes in here. This is not because we're like trying to push you to shop. It's literally because we hear all the time that as much as you want to support ethical and sustainable brands, oftentimes the price point is higher. And so there's like an accessibility and affordability perspective. So Lisa and I go out and we get these brand partnerships for you so that you can save when it's time for you to buy new things.
Yeah.
Lisa, exactly. You want to show the next brand?
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, obviously we want to help you save, but also another reason why we're starting this episode with fashion brands, because right now in the midst of COVID-19 crisis, fashion brands and accessories brands are the ones that hit the hardest in terms of revenue loss. That's why we wanted to start with this category as well. Another brand I confess I have shopped. I think it was the first time this year I've bought new pieces of clothing and accessories, and that was Fashion Able. They're actually Nisolo's neighbors in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is another great brand. They sell pretty much everything fashion related. So they have beautiful leather goods like bags and shoes. They have denim products. They have just casual wear products. They have accessories. I believe they have factories. They do have, I think, the leather bag that I got, the kind of a crossbody bag, is made in Ethiopia. I'm not 100% sure where their denim products are made, but they're fair trade. Fashion Able and Nisolo together actually joined forces last fall to publish minimum wages report, which is basically these are the two brands at the forefront of ethical brands and redefining what it truly means to be ethical. I've had another pair of jeans from them. I had a casual kind of just like a jacket from them as well. First pair of jeans was stolen by my mom. So I finally got my second pair from Fashionable, and I love them. Although, again, I'm not wearing jeans these days. So hopefully I will fit in them.
Yeah, I saw that they had a really nice denim jacket that I am eyeing, although I don't really need another denim jacket, so I'll probably wait. But of course, there's always like the temptation for me to have one that I like really kit out with like all these pins and stuff, always fun.
Yeah.
Another brand we wanted to recommend was Amor Vare. So I actually have been living in a pair of Amor Vare. It's called their Skylar Ribbed Joggers. They're made of like the softest, I think it's modal, which is most of the time what Amor Vare uses. It's derived from, plant-based sources. Beautiful, love it. Literally been living in these pants almost the entire shutdown. My husband was like, "Do you have any other pants?" And I was like, "No, they're kind of look a little bit more elevated than sweatpants."
That's awesome. That's the perfect one
for sure. And they've got so many soft and cozy things. So highly recommend them.
Yeah, they also have dressed up stuff. They have denim in partnership with other brands. I also have tons of stuff from Amor Vare, but more on the dressy side. That's basically my go-to whenever I'm looking for casual / dressy workwear. Okay, let's go into the next one. Number four in the fashion category is Fashion Fortress of Inca. They also make beautiful handmade shoes, leather shoes mostly. They're fair trade. They have all of the artisan stories right on their website. We've obviously connected with their founder. They are based down in Austin and they're great. They have very interesting designs, and both me and Laura got to check out one of their shoes, and I think I got their Riri shoe. It's like, it's a boot and it's in a beautiful kind of, I think it's suede and it's a beautiful olive tone. I love it. Of course, I put them on right away, but I didn't get a chance to actually wear them out. But they're a great brand to support. And Brightly listeners get 15% off your first purchase with code Brightly. So shop away and support them as well.
Yep. Love Fortress of Inca. I also got a pair of their boots. Beautiful. Beautiful color leather, and the second I can get out of this dang house, I'm going to be wearing those beautiful boots. The fifth brand we wanted to mention is one that's really worth a conversation. So this one is Lou and Gray. You're probably familiar with Lou and Gray. If you're not, they are the sister company to Loft, Ann Taylor Loft, which most people have heard of that company. So the reason why we wanted to mention them is they are not necessarily a brand that you would consider to be ethical and sustainable, meaning they don't often show up on brand directories like ours, or they're just not known for this. But I actually discovered that they work with an organization called Her Project to create ethical and sustainable garments from a supply chain perspective. Now, not every single garment that they're putting out is made from Her Project. So it's something that you want to check out, and they actually call it out on each product detail page when it's done that way. But I wanted to give them a shout out because I love Lou and Gray pieces. They're super soft. It's kind of like what I was talking about with Amour Vert. They've got a bit more of a casual lean to them, and I've just always really loved their items. I also felt a little bit guilty when I shopped there because I knew that they weren't ethical and sustainable, but come to find out, they've got this really interesting initiative. Super cool, right?
Yeah. And again, it's very interesting as you are shopping and we are all shopping, trying to shop mindfully, you know, just do an extra step in terms of your research and seeing what the brand is doing towards sustainability. Luckily, in this day and age, in 2020, more and more brands are joining kind of forces and joining the sustainability movement, but different brands, you know, on a completely different levels in terms of their sustainability efforts. Some are 100% sustainable, fair trade and transparent. Others are taking very small steps. So it's up to you to make this decision. Do you want to support this brand, or, you know, you will only support fair trade and 100% sustainable brands? So that's great kind of food for thought for you there. And since we're in the cozy, I think we've been talking, even though we've been talking about fashion, we're kind of still leaning into cozy stuff. We have a whole category for you. If you love staying at home, just like me, you're loving your wearing your casual and cozy pieces. I told you that I wore jeans a whopping 2 times in the last 6 weeks. So this category is for you if you're looking for loungewear that is fair trade, that is ethical, that is comfortable, that it's organic. We got you covered. And I'll start you with a brand called Booty Wear. Not just me and Laura, but also our scouts, Brightly Ambassadors, got to try out their products recently. And it's a very kind of casual, again, loungewear, also clothing essentials. So they have underwear, they have leggings, they have, okay, I have to give a shout out to the socks. Those beautiful
socks are amazing. Yeah. They're so soft.
What was the color? It's like rose color.
Oh, it's right? Just like that perfect millennial pink.
Yeah. Well, it's like more like dusty rose. Like, anyways, it's just like this perfect color. And I had a tragedy happen. I lost the sock right away. I still didn't find it. It's really tragic, and I'll have to buy a second pair. But it's very affordably priced, I have to say, right, Laura?
Yes, extremely affordably priced, and Booty Wear has a huge line. So they've got sports bras, they've got leggings, they've got socks, like Lisa mentioned. So we love them, and it's made of, again, really soft bamboo.
Yeah,
they
bamboo.
Also have, I believe they've got stuff for kids and men too, so the whole family can be dressed and super soft.
And I don't know if this is going to be valid when, you know, the episode airs next week. Comfy Tops is your discount for 30% off every top in the shop. And just check their website. I mean, again, a lot of brands, and this is not just because they're greedy and they want to push sales on you. A lot of ethical, especially fashion brands, are having discounts, first because it's Mother's Day, of course, but second of all, because they are, a lot of them, in some in desperate need of revenue just because of COVID-19. So, you know, just be aware of that reality from the business perspective and vote with your dollars.
For sure. So I know we've talked in the past about different types of bedding. We had Attitude on as one of our podcast guests, but I know that you recently found another bedding brand that you like. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Yes, Sheets and Giggles. I love their name.
Which that pun, I know, the pun kills me.
No,
it's and it's literally Sheets, though. Like, it, yeah, Lisa, yeah, we love her accent, yeah, but yeah, literally she's saying Sheets. This is still a G-rated.
Yeah, Sheets and Giggles. Sheets is the one that you sleep on. I love their sheets. I'm going to be weird saying this word now. Anyways, they have very fun assortment of colors for their all of the bedding products. And I've got to try the purple one, their signature color, and it's so bright. And I thought it would be a little bit weird, but I actually absolutely love it. All of their products, they're made from eucalyptus. And this plant, just like bamboo, is able to regrow much faster than trees and, you know, cotton plant. So this is why it's sustainable. They have a ton more initiatives on the brand side in terms of giving back and being sustainable and transparent. So it's a great brand. They also just launched a comforter, which Laura and I just literally got to try out. The comforter is much lighter in terms of weight than a regular comforter. I think I had some old IKEA comforter before.
Yeah, we had a down comforter that we used, my husband and I, and we just got a chance to try out the Sheets and Giggles comforter last night, and it's got some recycled polyfill in there, but it also has lyocell or another sort of bamboo derived material
eucalyptus.
In it.
So it's eucalyptus too.
Eucalyptus. Oh, sorry, eucalyptus. And so it's just really soft and light. I love it. Like it's like having a cloud, especially, you know, we're coming up on spring, summer temperatures. And I'm one of those people who does still like to have some type of like cover on, like in addition to like a top sheet, when it's hot. I'm just kind of weird. I think it's like the weight. Like I'm not really a weighted blanket person. I'm like kind of in the middle. But anyway, love it. Highly recommend it.
Also, at sheetsandgiggles.com also have Mother's Day 20% off through May 10th, I believe. So check them out as well.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got our socks on. We're in our really soft bed. What else are we wearing?
So if you're really into staying home and cozy vibes, you might be wearing a robe. And one of the brands that we actually haven't tried them out yet, and I'm happy to see when a brand is sold out, especially an ethical one. I'm just like, you're succeeding and I'm so happy for you. Anyways, the brand's name is called Highway Robbery. Very funny. Also like, yeah, it's like back-to-back funny kind of funny brands. Anyway, so their robes made from remnant materials, and they're made in the US. They're all sold out right now, but there is a wait list, so you can be the first one in line to get a robe. And it's literally, as far as I understand, every robe is literally one of a kind because, again, they're made from remnant materials. And
yes, also called dead stock oftentimes.
Dead stock, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So with code BRIGHTLY, you get $20 off when you buy two robes from them for you and your loved one. I think they're also kind of unisex. So that's another fun part if you want to have not matching one, but similar style, kimono style robe for you and your partner.
Yeah, so continuing on the cozy theme, another brand I want to give a shout out to is Marine Layer. So Marine Layer is actually based here in San Francisco, but they've got a few stores around the United States. Of course, right now we're all e-commerce all the time, but they've got some really, really comfy items. So I've got a few shirts from them. I've got a pair of joggers, and they're just, again, it's this very like effortless, chic, just really nice, comfy clothing. They also have clothing available for men. And I not 100% sure if they've got a kids line, but it's always nice to just be able to get something that's made really well and is super soft. And I know I sound like a broken record there, but I pretty much only put the softest things on my body right now.
Exactly. Yeah, we have to treat ourselves these days. All right. And to wrap things up with the cozy lover, as we call it, category, last shout out goes to Kayuchi. You probably heard us talk about this brand before. It's a brand based in the Bay Area, started in Point Reyes. It's amazing bedding, kind of home lifestyle brand, I would say. Of course, they started with bedding and sheets, then towels, then robes, then cozy pajamas and things like that. I think, yeah, I have their pajamas. I sleep in them every day. I have their sheets, and they have different materials that they used in their bedding. I think most, if not all, of their materials is GOT. Right, it's called GOTS. Yeah,
yep.
GOTS certified. They're organic. They're fair trade, and I think they've been around for 15 plus years, if I'm not mistaken. So they really, really know their stuff. I think they just launched their pillows as well. I haven't tried their pillows yet, but it's a really high quality brand.
Yes, and they've got, I love their towels. Their towels are super soft.
Yep.
And pillows, we've given shout outs before, but like we love Avocado Mattress, who's been on this podcast before. They have a really amazing soft pillow that they have that I've tried out. Love it. So many amazing things to talk about with cozy stuff. But I think that kind of reminds me, you know, while we're on the subject of being at home, I think honestly, we've had so much time to just like, look at our homes. We're probably all very sick of them, regardless of where you're quarantining from. But we're like, we're spending so much time at home. We're cooking all the time. We're looking at our decor all the time. Like, how can we find more brands to support if we're in need of home decor, right?
Yeah, no, I'm here for you. I think every day I say that I cook like, I feel like I cook 3,000 times a day. Of course, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I do try to cook almost every meal from scratch. I love it. But of course, how can you give yourself a perk for all of this home cooking? You know, try maybe to find some artisanal fair trade items to add to your kitchen. Of course, shop mindfully, but from my experience, you know, artisan items are one of a kind, hand painted, you know, a lot of times hand shaped ceramics, the hand blown glassware that oftentimes is much more sturdier than traditional wine glasses, for example, or other glass products. So one of the brands, I don't think we've mentioned this, this brand on our podcast just yet, but you might have heard of it. It's called The Little Market, and it's founded by Lauren Conrad, and it's nonprofit and it's a member of Fair Trade Federation. They work with artisan groups all around the world. You know, think tea from Kenya, think baskets from Kenya and Ghana, you know, glassware from Mexico, you know, beautiful Guatemalan and Indian textiles.
They have the most beautiful stuff. They really do. It's just go check out Little Market. I mean, they've got candles. They've got
candles.
All of the things Lisa was saying. I'm such a fan. And I, of course, who doesn't love LC and the Hills? Like, who doesn't want that throwback reminder every time you look at your decor, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's super well curated. So you'll see it when you go to their website.
So another thing that I've been doing while I've been at home is thinking about DIY projects. Now, I can't say that I've been super productive in that area. And I think we should all call out the fact that like, we don't all have to be crazy busy and productive. Like we should all take a little bit of time for self-care.
Exactly.
Let's not ignore that. But if you want to get into a relatively like low touch DIY project, I've got you. So one is there's been kind of an interesting explosion lately of puzzle companies. And of course, we all know puzzles, like this has been around forever. But the cool thing about some of these newer puzzle companies is that they're actually using beautiful artwork on the puzzles. And the idea is you get sent the puzzle alongside some adhesive. So you can actually create the puzzle and glue it down and then frame it later for art. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, exactly. No, so it's kind of like almost like a zero waste puzzle experience. I remember I were used to be into puzzles a couple of years ago, but you know, it's hard. Like once you've done with this 1,000 pieces puzzle, it just like breaks your heart to break it and put it back into the box, right?
So I love this approach.
So then you get this opportunity to like have this beautiful piece of decor, and they've got like some really nice artwork. I mean, I love it. So the one that I've seen actually in person, I don't have it, but one of my friends has it. There's a company called Jiggy, and they do beautiful puzzles. So highly recommend them. I believe they're also kind of selling out left and right because we're all at home. We want to do puzzles. Another recommendation I have is from a company called The Crafter's Box. So I actually had the chance to get to know the founder, Morgan, as part of a female founder initiative that I went to a few years ago. And The Crafter's Box actually is a really interesting subscription program where you get a new craft delivered to you every month. But then they have an artisan actually teach you how to make it alongside. So it's like almost like a masterclass version with it. So it's really, really cool. I actually, I don't subscribe anymore just because I went through this like cleansing process where I got rid of all my subscriptions, but I had the opportunity when I was a subscriber to do things like a loom weaving, and then a leatherwork class. So it was super fun.
Yeah, that's cool. If you're into DIY or, you know, someone, your loved ones, your mom, your sister, again, loves this type of stuff, these are the two great brands to check out. On my end, I wanted to highlight another kind of home decor brand that it's more on the textile side of things. It's called Anshal Project. It's a nonprofit social enterprise, and their mission is to support women in India, especially if I, you know, a lot of it's a women empowerment brand. Most, if not all, of their artisans are women, and they make this beautiful handloom pieces. Most of them are for your home, but they also have accessories like, you know, jackets. Of course, they have scarves. They have some canvas toes as well. But they're mostly famous, I would say, for their kantha throws. And kantha, of course, if you guys don't know, it's a Indian textile tradition dating back for many, many, if not hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. And it's literally one of a kind. I went to India last year and I kind of got to experience and to see how kantha throws are made by hand. And it's amazing. And it's literally like you can see the quality of their pieces. I have a couple of their...
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say that the thing that I also love about Anshal is that they've taken this ancient technique that you're talking about, Lisa, and they have applied it to very modern, like color block looking quilts and pillowcases. You and I both have laptop covers from them too, right?
Yeah, I actually, have it right on here. And it's, they use design thinking, what they call it. So basically, you know, they're marrying the modern design with this ancient technique and very, very successfully. It's one of a kind pieces, and you can see the quality that they put into it, which is really, really admirable. And they have Mother's Day sale. They have 25 products that are on sale right now. I'm looking, of course, I have to look on their website, and it's a really, really good deal. So you guys should check them out as well.
Yes, I think Lisa and I know we got laptop covers from them on a really cool like sample sale that they're having. So, you know, all of these brands that we recommend, they're different price points, but if something catches your eye and you don't quite want to commit yet, just keep a lookout. Usually there's a sale or different opportunities to get involved that way. Another brand I wanted to mention, well, two actually, Anshal reminded me of a brand that I display very prominently in my home also, which is called Block Shop. So Block Shop makes... as the title would tell you, a block printed scarves, artwork, again, similar type of products to Anshal, but they're actually using block printing instead of the technique that you mentioned. Now, I will tell you that Block Shop is a bit more on the pricey range. And so what I've done actually is I've chosen to use their scarves as wall hangings in my home. So we have one right now. There's a few on my wish list, but I actually asked for that for Christmas and I actually had a few people contribute towards it. So I wasn't asking like one person to get me a crazy expensive wall hanging. Another brand that also makes really nice wall decor and pillows and furniture pieces. They make all sorts of things. It's called The Citizenry. And The Citizenry works with artisans around the world and they release these capsule collections themed by whatever region they were in. They have these, I think they're probably most famous for, they've got these lumbar pillows, really long pillows that have this almost Oaxaca, Mexico theme, beautiful. That's what they're known for. But I love The Citizenry. We do have one of those lumbar pillows I'm talking about. And it was another investment. My husband thought it was a bit crazy, but I did get it on sale. And it's just like, it makes that room. Like, you could literally have a room that's a white box and put that pillow in there and call it a day.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, again, think about these pieces as heirloom pieces. You know, they will be with you for many years, and maybe you will even pass it on to, you know, your daughters, your children, your grandchildren, if you will, because they're really high quality pieces. And also, you know, as in any case, with all the brands that we are highlighting, these are brands that we 100% stand by them. And, you know, the reason why we buy from them, not just because of the beauty of their products, the quality, but also, of course, part of their mission. So, you know, this is all of these things go into the decision making once you, when you're thinking about buying, I don't know, $100 hand woven pillow or, you know, $500 rug. There's a lot of work and there's a lot of reasons for you to appreciate this product. I have one more furniture, a very interesting furniture brand. It's called Oliver Space. The website is oliver.space. And they actually have this interesting approach where they help you rent furniture. It's usually brand new or gently used furniture. And you can rent it. I don't know where it starts. I think it starts like with at least 3 months, if not just a monthly rent. And then you can decide if you really love this piece and decide to keep it. You can buy it at a discounted retail value, retail price, which is great. So me and Laura, we haven't tried it out just yet, but they have lamps, they have sofas, they have, you know, coffee tables, kind of all of the basic centerpieces that you need. If, for example, if you just moved into a new apartment, into a new house. So that's very interesting. And especially, I think it would be interesting when, you know, you are not quite ready to jump in and, you know, spend $100 or even $1,000 on a big furniture piece. But you still want to have this nice, beautiful, designy look in your space. This is kind of the way to go. You try out different pieces and see if they work for you, and you don't pay arm and a leg to have this piece that you may or may not like.
Well, it also helps people learn a bit more about interior design. I'm personally pretty passionate about that, but I had to go through a time where I had to learn about like proportions of furniture and stuff. And I didn't do any schooling or anything like that. It was literally just me grabbing stuff off of Craigslist and trying to like arrange it different ways in my home. And, you know, if I couldn't find something on Craigslist, I basically would have to guess and be like, I hope this goes in my space. And as we all know, like, exactly. You basically can't return furniture once you get it. And, you know, the amount of carbon emissions generated to get a piece of furniture to you are just like pretty crazy, all sorts of things. So, you know, with a rental company, there's always going to be the push and pull between wanting to reduce the amount of furniture pieces that go into the landfill versus the amount of carbon emissions that are generated as they transport it back and forth. So something definitely worth keeping in mind. But actually, one of the reasons why we decided to talk about furniture was because our Facebook group, somebody asked about needing a new couch. And of course, mm-hmm. our Facebook group jumped in and said, hey, why don't you look on Craigslist? And, you know, there's all sorts of really interesting information there. The original person who asked the question said, hey, I would love to look at Craigslist, but I don't really want to have a couch, right? Like a couch or a mattress, like something that someone's been on. And, you know, that was her mm-hmm. personal choice. So
yeah,
I did a little bit of research and I found another company called Sabai. It's Sabai. Hopefully that's how you say it. But it's made of, all of their furniture is made of ethical and sustainable materials. And it's also made in High Point, North Carolina. So if you are a interior design or furniture nerd like me, you will know that High Point, North Carolina is a very big hotspot in the furniture world. So that's where most of the furniture and the textiles actually in the US are made, in North Carolina. Did you know that, Lisa?
I didn't know that. That's really awesome. And yeah, I was just checking out their website. It's cool because I think one of the areas and categories that we definitely haven't seen this much sustainable brands pop up yet is definitely furniture, which of course it's not an easy category to be in, but I would be checking their website. And it's, you know, if made in the US is an important factor for you when you may have making your buying decisions, this is definitely the brand for you. Well, we are in on our last category, and of course I am the most excited about it because the category is called Green Thumb. You probably, just like us, you have the green thumb going. We're all suddenly starting to spend more time in our garden, in our balconies, or even inside our houses. You know, we've all been cooped up inside of our homes, and we see that basically entire population of the United States is now ready to plant whatever they want to plant, and to start even growing their food, which is very exciting for me. I have always been into gardening. I have tons of plants inside of my house, and I have been fortunate enough to be able to spend some time in my small garden outside during this shelter in place in California.
Totally selling yourself short. So Lisa is like, first of all, when you go to Lisa's house, it is filled with houseplants. Like, it's like she's got the total jungle vibes going on. I always say, like, hey, do any people live here? Is it just plants? Like, I always just like make fun of her because this is just how we like to get at each other.
Yeah.
But she's
we
got
make
that.
Space.
She's got that. And then we're like on the phone the other day and she's like, oh yeah, I'm out in my garden and I've got a greenhouse. And I was like, Lisa, I've been to your house, like, you don't have a greenhouse. But no, of course she goes and gets one and sets one up in our house, in our garden. So like, yeah, literally Lisa takes the green thumb to a whole level.
Quarantine, it's the next level of quarantine. You know, we've been at it for over a month. Who knows what I'm going to get next. But even more exciting, spoiler alert, we are releasing episode after this episode will be our Gardening 101 episode with no other one but Joe Lempel. Joe the gardener, you might know him from his PBS award-winning show, and I got to interview him.
Yes, hopefully, you're so excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So, but here we're going to tell you just a few of our favorite brands who sell houseplants, but also our favorite gardening plants. Why don't you start us with a few of your favorite ones, Laura?
Yeah, let's get into it. So, of course, you know, most people just kind of roll up to Home Depot when they go get their plants, and that's fine. Like, we're not here to judge that. I for one don't know a ton about how Home Depot sources their plants, so Lisa, maybe that's like a good topic for us to get into on another episode. But if you're looking to have a bit more of a you know, I don't know, more of a D2C vibe, you want to like mail somebody a plant. And not only do you want to mail somebody a plant, you want to mail it in like a beautiful container. We've got two recommendations for you. And we've actually mentioned them on previous podcasts, but we're big fans. So we've got Bloomscape and The Sill. Both of them are great plant companies and they have all sorts of beautiful house plants. So, you know, oftentimes, even if you do go to Home Depot, they don't quite have what you're looking for, specifically if you're really going for that jungle-o vibe, you want like vines and you want all sorts of things. Bloomscape and The Sill have got you covered. So definitely check them out. And so, you know, once you've kind of, you know, figured out your home situation and you want to go outside and you want to start planting things, like, what should you do, Lisa?
Yeah, so of course, again, we'll tell you about Gardening 101. First of all, you can find some info on our website already. Our scouts, our amazing scouts, have written a few very helpful articles to get you started. But one of the websites I've discovered over the past few years is called Gardenuity. Gardenuity. And the reason why I would recommend it to someone who is just starting to plant is that they have almost like concierge kind of experience, that they match you with the plants that will do well in your climate. So, for example, me and my friend from New York, we both ordered a gardening kit from them, and they recommended us different plants because obviously it's completely different climates between New York and California. And they have this fun, it's almost like a subscription, but you also you can buy them as kits. For example, it can be a cocktail herbs kit, or it can be a tomato kit. It can be a veggies kit. And there is like 3-4 different plants inside one kit. And it comes in kind of like in a canvas planter, which is very easy to transport. It has all of the plant food inside, so kind of all the ingredients, the compost, the soil. It comes all delivered with small plants, which of course it makes it much easier for you if you're just starting. Instead of starting something from the seed, they're already delivering you the actual plants to plant into your planter, into your container. And I have to say that in comparison to Home Depot, for example, even though their plants have been shipped to me, you know, from across the United States, it's actually, I would say it's better quality plants. Like they really take care of them. So check them out. And Laura, what's the next one we want to talk about?
Yeah.
It's a surprising one.
It's a surprising one. I mean, and honestly, before we move off that really quick, I want to mention that I love that this Gardenuity gives you advice, because that's my half the battle for me. I'm like, okay, I literally will like take a picture of where I'm going to plant it, and I will go not to Home Depot, because they cannot, unless you have like a Home Depot with like a magical like excited plant lady that works there, you're not going to get great advice. But if you could go to your local plant store, they might be open right now because of COVID-19. They might not be. Try calling them to see if you can like just do like a phone consultation. See if you can text them a picture of where you're going to plant. Because half the time it's like, what does the sun situation look like? Where are you? Like, and the people who own these nurseries just, I mean, it's their lifeblood. So they can give you so much advice. Totally do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So support your local plant stores. I went to Home Depot a couple of weeks ago and I didn't get what I wanted. And then I decided to check out my local plant store and it was open to my surprise. I was actually thinking about him. I was like, is he actually open? How's he doing in terms of your, you know, revenue and survival during COVID-19? He's actually open every day. And, you know, I've been doing the same with him. I actually come to him, the owner of the store, with like pictures. Like, here's bugs I have. Is this good or not? What do I need to do? Or here's what's happening with my plant. And yeah, just because it's a small local store, they're able to give you so much support. Especially if you're a beginner, it's invaluable.
Yep. And if you're looking for more hard to find items, you can also head to Etsy. So Etsy actually has a lot of different like heirloom seeds and really interesting, you know, types of plants to order. Again, like you're probably looking at seeds, but occasionally you'll find live plants too. Just make sure that, you know, the seeds or the plants are appropriate for your climate, and make sure that there's not a delay because of COVID-19 or anything else if you're looking to start right now, right?
Absolutely. Something I completely missed out on, and one of the scouts told me about, that they actually even have greenhouses on Etsy, literally handmade greenhouses. Most of them made of wood. They're handmade. Some of them are made from, you know, like whatever, plastic materials, basically like greenhouse kits. Some of them are pre-made. Some of them you have to kind of construct it yourself. I completely didn't know about that. And on Etsy, talking about heirloom seeds, I was able to get seeds of black tomato. They just sprouted. One of them just sprouted, but it's like very, very unique seeds that you can find. And of course, it's literally like handpicked. So the owners of that Etsy store, they planted those tomatoes last year and they're ready for to plant again. The seeds are ready to be planted this year. And they, of course, they're organic. And it's great to support small businesses through Etsy as well.
Absolutely.
Let me go next. So one other one, and again, that's for beginners, but it also makes really cute Mother's Day gifts or gifts in general, especially like pick-me-up gifts, you know, without even a Mother's Day, just inside this whole COVID-19 reality. This is one of the cute things you can send to your loved ones across the country or the world. The company is called ModSprout, and they do this really cute kind of, again, plant kits. So I've tried their kits for parsley. I've tried their kits for poppies, asters, zinnias, and they have even, again, kits like herbs for the like herbs for cooking, herbs for cocktails. And it's kind of the same idea as Gardenuity, but it's these kits are more for inside gardens. So even for the apartments, they're really cute and small. And again, they have all of the instructions. You have plant food, you have a way to water your plant regularly through that little things that go inside the, you know, the glass jar. So they have a whole cute system that you get to build yourself and have this inside your apartment, on your balcony, on your windowsill, because they don't take that much space. But it's really cute gift, I think.
It's so cute. I'm looking at their website right now and their branding is on point. They've got a lot of really cool educational information. So I'm definitely going to check them out. And they look like they'd be great gifts if you're looking for gifts. So I think that actually wraps up
our overall roundup. We'll do more of these in the future, especially if they're themed. So if you want us to either dig into more brands in this same category or kind of start to explore different ones, just leave us an email or an Instagram DM. Just get in touch. But I think overall, like, I learned so much from this episode. Again, we like to balance our content with educational alongside some thoughtful shopping recommendations. So if this is your first episode with us, don't worry. We're not like a, well, you know, we're not constantly trying to tempt you to shop all the time. This is just something that we wanted to get done.
Yeah. And again, everything is for you and based on your feedback. So don't be shy. Send us an email at hello@brightly.eco or find us on social. We'd love your feedback. This is kind of the first episode in this type of format. So we hope you loved it. And bonus points, I've been giving a shout out as much as I can to a company called bookshop.org. So if your mom, your girlfriend, your friend likes to read, definitely make sure you check out bookshop.org. You can find your actual, if your local bookstore is participating, is joining, if they are joining forces with bookshop.org, you will be able to find your local bookstore on their map, on their website. And when you buy from your bookstore's page on bookshop.org, your bookstore gets paid a generous 30% commission on sales. Also, I didn't know that Bookshop is also a B Corp as well, Benefit Corporation, which is great. We've covered Benefit Corporations, of course, on the podcast. And in general, by design, Bookshop.org gives away 75% of their profit margin to stores, publication, authors, and others who make up the thriving and inspirational book reading culture. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. It's not for women. It's for everyone. So anyone who loves to read, I would really urge you to consider buying books from them versus maybe Amazon.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Lisa, for joining me, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back soon.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.